Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the Nerd Dump Podcast, your source for all the nerd facts that you could possibly want, as well as toilet humor. My name is Commander Cody, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
And I'm Mr. Honey. I like ponies, unicorns, glitter, sparkle, your face, death.
And I am Cameron Kung Fu Panda Kiefer, and I enjoy poorly dubbed Asian films from the 70s.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a lot of different fun things, starting off with, what is it we're starting off with, Cameron?
We are starting off with talking about how you can actually find us. We are now live on thenerddump.com, where you can actually listen to the podcast on our site.
Right.
We are also going to be available on iTunes.
Right.
As of this recording, we are in the process of doing that now. You should be able to find us there once as you're listening to us now.
Yeah, good chance if you're listening to us, you found us somewhere, either on iTunes or Google Play maybe.
Or you have really crappy friends that just force you to listen
right.
to
Right, maybe I found you in person and go, hey, listen to this, because I've been doing that to people.
And I mean, I'll only hold you down for a little while to let you listen, because you'll generally want to listen. I mean, it just takes a little forcing.
Or you'll ask us to stop.
I don't stop.
But yeah, we can still be found on Twitter at Nerd Dump Podcast, or now our website, thenerddump.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're crazy, you know?
Right.
Well, at least I am. I'm a little insane. But only a little.
Okay.
So what do you got for us, Force Cameron?
Well, we actually, on the Twitter itself, we did a poll this past week. And we actually listed a few topics that we were going to talk about. And by a staggering 9 votes, we settled upon Kung Fu, which got 33% of those 9 votes. So we're going to talk at least a little bit about Kung Fu until we are exhausted and move on to something else.
Right.
That is that's what we're going to be focusing on, at least for the moment.
Okay, so Kung Fu. Everybody knows that Kung Fu is amazing, right? You like punching things? I like punching things. Cody's shaking his head. He must not like punching things.
I'm more of a kicker.
I like kicking, too. And Kung Fu has kicking.
There we go.
I like just watching actual people doing that because I have no athletic skills whatsoever.
Well, no one said we had athletic skills.
Hey, I've done martial arts, like, my whole life. I actually like fighting. A little too much.
Right.
Drinking and fighting don't go together. I mean,
we're gonna avoid that.
It's one of my downfalls. But I do have good qualities, and I like good Kung Fu. Now, good Kung Fu doesn't always come how you think it does. It's not just flailing around and doing other stuff, but you can watch people do that, like in Kung Fu Hustle. Not the greatest film, by any means. It's humorous. It's got some good action, and it's ridiculous and over the top.
It's amazing.
It's not quite as over the top as things like Kung Pao, which is just mind-numbing.
I love that movie so much. I gotta be honest. Do you not like it?
No. I hate stupid humor.
I love that. I generally do too. That movie, though, gets me every time.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. The cow.
That is so dumb.
The cow fighting.
the cow fighting is a little dated because we were all kind of past the Matrix at that point.
True. When did it come out?
2003?
You think?
I don't know. Maybe? Look it up.
We're not good at dates.
We will come back to that. We're not the greatest at dates, if you noticed anything from our last podcast. Cameron.
Yeah, by the way.
The wrong date.
Yeah, Alien Resurrection totally came out in 97.
Yeah. Not 96. Like you said.
Not 96, like I very blatantly said. That's what happens when you don't work off of a script.
Right.
Or know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
But staying on the topic of Kung Fu and its awesomeness, for all the kids out there, Kung Fu Panda and all its subsequent movies, TV shows, and other stuff is just hands down amazing. At least in my opinion.
Right.
What's your thoughts on it, Cameron?
I have actually only seen the first one.
I was going to say, I've only seen the first one too.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
It's crazy.
And that's coming from the crazy man.
Yeah. That's true. That's something to talk about. No, I think the first one is really great. I think it's... The voice cast is fantastic. Yeah, it's a modern classic.
Up there with like Titanic and Star Wars.
I never have seen Titanic.
I haven't either.
I just have no reason to watch that movie.
I've seen it once.
Yeah, is it good?
It's all right.
It seems long.
It's very long.
And you know what? It's not Kung Fu, so we're done talking about
it. Yep, right. Moving
back
on.
To Kung Fu.
Oh, let's do a shot-for-shot remake of Titanic, except for we insert Kung Fu into it.
That sounds insanely stupid.
You get to play the girl. According to this
okay,
story.
No.
I think it'd be
I'm not going to... Yeah, no, we could do that, but nope. Nope. Just nope.
So, I called dibs on drawing you like, what is it? Draw me like one of your French girls is what he says.
Yeah,
in the movie?
Something like that.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
And I'm not posing naked for you.
Well, that's the first time you've ever said no to that.
Well, yeah, I've just done it too much. Yeah. It's not fun anymore.
Right.
But anyway, back to Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Now, there have been some, I don't want to say amazing video games in the past that have been based on Kung Fu. I mean, we've had quality video games like Shaq Fu.
Was that quality?
No. Now, if any of you out there actually like Shaq Fu, I want to hear about that and why. Why on earth you enjoyed that? I mean, if you're into punishment, I mean, that's cool. Whatever. Everybody has their own thing. But there was even an old Kung Fu game. What was it on the... Was it on Nintendo? Actually remember.
It was on the NES. It's actually a side-scrolling fighting game. It was Kung Fu Master in Japan, and then when they ported it over to the US, they just called it a Kung Fu. And it is actually inspired by a Jackie Chan film from around the same time called Wheels on Meals. It actually has nothing to do with the movie. It just features the lead character of Thomas, who is the title Kung Fu Master, because, you know, Thomas, that says Kung Fu to me right there.
It does.
Also says train. Thomas the tank engine? What's that?
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand your thought process or logic.
Well, that's what Thomas says to me.
That's
anyway, okay. Keep going.
So I now want to see a Kung Fu train, but I don't know what that would entail.
We'll put that in the Titanic movie.
Now, there are, I'm trying to think, oh, shoot, what is the movie? There's something with them fighting. They were doing Kung Fu on a train.
Fighting trains?
I'm sure there's a lot of
movies. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of them. There's a specific one I'm thinking, but like,
Face
actually,
off.
I want to even say Jackie Chan was in something
probably.
Where he was fighting on a
Shanghai
train.
Shanghai Noon.
I'm assuming he was.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I know the things.
I think you're right. With Owen Wilson,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm assuming Jackie Chan probably did some sort of kung fu or martial arts
yeah. well,
on any moving vehicle.
Was
that
it kung fu
available.
Is the question.
Which, well, he does a lot of different styles of martial arts, and he has done lots of kung fu. Because he does drunken boxing, which the Drunken Master movie is amazing.
Right.
I mean, alcohol and martial arts go hand
it's
in
basically
hand.
Basically your lifestyle.
I know. It's what I do.
That's
I mean,
live.
I do tend to fight fences more than people when I drink and fight. But,
other metal objects.
And sometimes other metal objects, but that's not a story I'm ever going to tell. Anywho, moving on.
Right.
We've got other kung fu stuff.
Right.
Like, you have the kung fu television show from the 70s, which actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's the name of the star of that?
David Carradine.
David Carradine.
Yeah, he also was in Kill Bill, right?
He was in Kill Bill.
He was Bill.
He was Bill.
He was the title character.
He was Bill, and
he
ended up getting killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
enough.
Sorry for a spoiler,
oh, crap.
But it
yeah,
was
spoiler,
called Kill Bill. Volume 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
All one movie, technically, but longer. People don't have that long of an attention span.
Right.
I like it, and I can watch it all at once, and I do from time to time, because I like violence, killing, death, maiming, all the bad stuff.
Right. You say that a lot.
I do.
I think I've sat through all of Kill Bill in one go before, but I think it was like on TV, so it was really edited. I think it was on like USA or TNT or something like that.
Lame.
Yeah.
No, like I own them.
Own them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I own them and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I assume you've seen Kill Bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Many, many times. I like Volume 1 better than Volume 2,
yeah.
But just as a whole, the movie is really great.
Did they come out in theater at the same time?
No. They released one, and then they released the other one later. Which was kind of weird, because it was supposed to technically be one full-length film.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not like it was supposed to be a two-part film. It just, they did it that way. So, oh, hey, you know, we can put out a movie, not lose people, mm-hmm. and then continue it later, because most people don't want to sit down for 3 to 4 hours in one go. There's a lot of people that look down upon that.
Yeah. And they recorded them about 6-7 months apart. So that's a good chunk of time to still keep the interest in, but without it, you know.
I think I could sit through a 4-hour Avengers movie fairly easily.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's still one of those things, because they have Lord of the Rings, which are long films.
Have you ever tried to watch all those straight through?
Yeah. I have done that numerous times.
It basically hurt me to try.
Yeah, I loved it every time that I've done that, and I've done that at least a dozen times.
That's Brenda had never seen them.
Now, did you watch the extended versions when you did that?
I think so.
Because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Now, and I remember going to the movies and people like, oh, that movie was too long. And then they came out with the extended versions of it. And I'm like, how was it too long? That was amazing. It wasn't long enough. There needs to be more.
And then you got The Hobbit.
Yeah, and then you got The Hobbit, which they stretched into multiple films, which I'm super glad for, because...
Really?
Yeah.
Most people don't say that.
No.
I love the... Well, they couldn't have made one movie and just had it all there. They needed all the information. It's based on a book.
Right.
And that's always been a problem with movies based on books, is they don't have enough information. Yeah. Now, I do understand people have limited attention spans, like I've mentioned before, but you got to look at all the things. If you cut out too much information, sometimes the story doesn't make sense. It puts in too many plot holes. Now, extending it out, I mean, yes, they added a few characters here and there that didn't exist, but they were trying to make a book into a movie, which isn't easily done. Now, I know other movies have split up books into multiple movies.
Twilight.
There wasn't enough substance in there for one movie, let alone...
Those were all different books, right?
Yeah, but the last movie was one book.
Okay, well, I've never seen...
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter did that. Which, I, you know, either one of those. I haven't seen the two-part split things.
Really? Well, the first part of the Harry Potter one's a little slow.
Okay, well, I mean, I've seen most of the Harry Potter ones. Movies, that is. I just didn't finish them out. I don't know why. I didn't. I mean, it was interesting. I never cared for the books. I couldn't get into them, but, like, I couldn't get in the first book, and they're like, oh, you just gotta wait till he gets to Hogwarts. I'm like, yeah, but the book sucks before that, and I don't want to read it.
I've never tried.
You don't read in general.
True.
But,
I need pictures.
I need pictures,
which
too.
Which is why you read comic books.
Yep. Also, street signs. I read a lot of street signs.
I read randomly, sporadically. I don't know. Like I'll go through phases where I read a bunch of books, then I don't read anything for years. And yeah, but we are still technically talking about Kung Fu, so I'm gonna redirect us back to that that train, and not a Kung Fu train. No Thomas the Train doing Kung
Again,
Fu.
Thomas the Kung Fu Train versus Titanic. That's our movie.
This should be a thing. Yeah. I'm actually kind of on board with this now.
Yeah.
But anywho, when looking at different Kung Fu stuff, stepping into another realm of nerddom, anime.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many martial arts and Kung Fu-based animes and mangas and everything out there. One of my favorite for any sort of fighting anime is Baki the Grappler. Now, I don't know if either of you have ever seen that. Well, here's the thing. It's not just Kung Fu. There is Kung Fu in it. They have a ton of different styles of martial arts represented in it. And it's actually, obviously, it's drawn, so it's not going to be 100% accurate, but it is probably one of the closer ones to actually being, this is like legitimate things that you can do. Mm-hmm. Now, there is one guy later on in the series that kind of does some weird, halfway mystical looking shit that, you know, probably wouldn't realistically happen. But the rest of it is all fairly legitimate things that could happen if you trained on a daily basis and were ripped beyond belief.
Like us.
Yeah, totally like us.
Yep.
My beer belly will totally prove that.
Cameron is 500 pounds of pure muscle. Over there in the corner.
Mm-hmm. And pizza rolls.
And pizza rolls.
Not that there's any pizza rolls in front of us.
No.
Nope. There's still a couple left, but otherwise, no, there are none at all.
But there are so many. Like, martial arts is obviously big in Asian cultures.
Right.
So anime being, you know, Japanese and everything, there's going to be a lot of it based around that. A lot of fighting, a lot of other stuff like that. So I'm not even going to try to go into all the different animes that talk about or involve kung fu.
Right.
But if you guys have any favorite animes that you like that do have kung fu in it, or shoot, why not any other just martial arts in general, we want to hear what you have to say. Obviously, you know how to get in contact with us or something because you've managed to find our podcast to begin with.
Yep.
But if tweets. You don't, so Cody will tweets. Give you our information again.
Yeah. Send us them tweets at Nerd Dump Podcast on the Twitters.
Yep.
You can also email us if you have too long of a story if you want. If you have something big you want to say, you can't fit it all into what? How many characters does Twitter let you do?
140.
You can email us at nerddumppodcast@gmail.com. Or we may have something you can do on the website eventually.
Yeah.
Whether to leave a comment.
Yep. We'll have that eventually. We're still figuring that part out, how we want it to look. Hopefully by the time that you hear this, everything is up and running. So, but as of right now, we're not 100% sure. Right. So it's going to be exciting to figure that all out.
Okay. And I'm sure you're wondering, based off of all our wonderful different options on our poll, why kung fu was there in the first place.
Yep.
Now, I've been talking a lot, so I'm going to let somebody else have a chance. Cameron, would you like to explain why kung fu was on our poll?
Kung fu was a part of our poll because of previous topics that we have talked about, primarily Marvel comics and Marvel TV series. Mm-hmm. There is a new television series soon to premiere on Netflix called Iron Fist.
Yes.
Which is inspired by the Marvel comic character Danny Rand, who is the immortal Iron Fist. He's one of the first truly prominent martial arts characters in comics. I would say one of the first, not the first.
Still a white guy, but yeah.
Still a white guy, but we won't hold that against him.
Right. I'm not saying it changes whatever.
But again, still a white guy. Yeah, he is
when
prominent.
When did Iron Fist like come out in comics? I honestly don't know.
It's the 80s, I believe. Let me double check.
Because I was about to say, like, if you're gonna look at Kung Fu and being one of the first prominent like characters, didn't they have like the old school Green Hornet comic books?
Oh, 70s.
Because
yep,
he's Kato, in, it was the 70s. Because I know Kato, you know, based on Bruce Lee,
mm-hmm,
doing
from
lots
the 60s.
Of martial arts. Yeah. So I was gonna say, that would probably be beforehand and actually was Asian, not just some random white guy. But, you know, anywho.
Yeah, it looks like his first solo issue, looks like it was 75, according to this comic app I read. Either that or they just don't have any prior to that issues uploaded yet.
Yeah. Well, we also have the internet.
Yeah, who cares about that as much?
I mean, everything's real on the internet, right?
Pretty much.
I mean, that's where I get all of my information.
That's where I get all my Abraham Lincoln quotes.
Books are stupid.
Books are dumb.
Right.
So yeah, Danny Rand appeared in Marvel Premiere number 15 in 1974.
Ooh.
But yeah, his actual series started in 75. He was often paired up with Luke Cage, who is a bona fide television star in his own right,
yeah.
Having appeared in both Jessica Jones,
yep,
and his own self-titled series, which premiered at the end of last year, mm-hmm, I believe.
And it's amazing. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. It's good stuff. But
Heroes for Hire.
Heroes for Hire.
They call themselves when they're together, Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They start a business
called
Heroes for Hire.
Isn't that what Netflix is actually doing with all these little individual things? Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist.
They're
working towards their like Defenders or whatever.
Yeah, the Defenders. Mm-hmm. Putting them all together into the Defenders.
So what? I know I've seen the timeline on when things are coming out, but when does Iron Fist supposed to come out on?
I believe it's March 15th.
March 15th? That's actually not that far away.
No, it's...
Now,
Yeah, at the time of this recording, it is February 26th.
Oh, yeah, we should have said that.
2000 yep. whatever year.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't do anything in any order. We're normal people that don't do much.
Yeah.
That
sentence went on for a long time.
Yeah, well, my brain doesn't always work. I get told multiple times that I only work at 20% capacity.
Oh, yeah. Time is not linear. We only, perceive it that way anyway.
But, okay, I know they have other stuff coming out as well.
Yes.
Beyond those two.
Punisher series coming out.
Okay, when does that come out?
I don't know if there's an official date. I hear it's this year, though.
Which, the Punisher is one of my favorite comic book heroes alongside with Deadpool. If you notice a theme, it's because I like killing. I like violence.
No, we're going to get the FBI called on you eventually.
You should probably, you should probably mention that you don't like killing. Like, you don't enjoy
I don't
murdering
do
people.
I don't do it. I have never killed anyone. I just like reading comics where the superhero or supposed good guy, I like to look at them as anti-heroes, are the ones that are out there saying, hey, you messed up.
Right.
Now you're going to die.
They finish the job.
Yeah,
they
it's not hesitate. Like, well, you go to jail for 2 years and you're out again, or, oh, hey, look, you're a supervillain, so you broke yourself out. Now I got to catch you all over again. Nope, you are done. Unless you get regenerated or something. I don't know.
Whatever happens. Time stream breaking down. Planets colliding into each other, having to restart the universe type thing.
Yeah, that's all crazy nonsense.
Yeah, it happens a lot, though.
I know,
yeah,
right?
It does.
I mean, for all the crazy stuff that goes on, it gets repeated a lot. Which is kind of sad.
Right? But I believe it.
Of course you
I believe it could all happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we know those are coming out. Well, do we know when The Punisher is coming out? Or
I don't think there's an official date unless Cameron's found something.
I was just going to check that. I'm pretty sure it's coming after the
Defenders.
I think it's supposed to be after the Defenders, but it's scheduled for this year.
Well, when is Defenders supposed to come out then?
It's going to be the latter part of this year.
Latter part of the year?
I think it's coming out in the fall, early winter, kind of like
Luke Cage. And Punisher is still supposed to come out this year?
Mm-hmm. Supposedly.
Huh.
Might be like a December release.
Okay, that could work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and I know what they announced at one point, like a whole other series of Netflix shows, like what, wasn't Moon Knight or something like that getting a show?
There was a rumor that
Netflix was that just a rumor?
Announced that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I know, because they announced that with a handful of other ones.
Right.
And I just don't remember what all was supposed to be.
There was like Moon Knight, Ghost Rider, but then Ghost Rider has been on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. lately.
So that's plausible then. Yeah.
I read something that there was going to be a She-Hulk show and that they were going to go
kind
of a procedural type. Not type show. Kind of like Ally McBeal or something,
that'd
which I think would be the, as much as I didn't care for that show, I think that would be the perfect angle to take it.
But who do you get to play She-Hulk?
I have no idea.
You need some, you'd probably have to get like some MMA fighter chick.
Who can still act somehow.
Who can still act some. I don't know if Ronda Rousey's big enough. Like
tall enough, she's kind of short.
She's ripped,
yeah,
and looks amazing. And if you're ever listening to this, my name's Stephen Honey. You can come look me up. Anywho, I mean somebody like that. I mean they have other fighters out there. I mean,
yeah, they just also need to be able to act,
right?
Well, okay, and if you call it able to act, I mean there's plenty of female wrestlers out there that are, decent looking. Well, I don't watch wrestling. I've got buddies that do.
Do you know wrestling?
Not anything more than like WWF in the day.
Okay, well, yeah.
I don't think I'd want to see Bret the Hitman Hart play She-Hulk.
Right?
That would be gross.
Well, yeah, no. I want a actual woman to play.
Rock.
He plays everything else.
He's been wanting to
break the Rock Johnson for She-Hulk. I am going to campaign for that now.
I mean, I'd watch it,
right?
But I don't know that. I'd prefer to actually be a woman as She-Hulk.
They should probably find The Rock's gender, Steve.
Yeah, I assume he's a man.
They should probably find someone who can act, who is muscle bound, and also green.
Right.
Just try to find
a green person.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cool.
Greenland. There's probably green people there.
No, Greenland is all icy. You want to go to Iceland. That's the one that's green.
Okay.
Because that's how science works.
Problem solved.
We're not smart.
We are all educated, but you would never be able to tell that from anything that we say or do.
I mean, you two actually have degrees.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Is the freezing point in Fahrenheit.
What? Shut up. you're done. Okay, anywho, we were talking about the Marvel lineup for Netflix. Okay, so we were talking about multiple different things. Did we actually establish all the ones that we know of for sure that are going to be released in the near future?
For Netflix.
The Runaways for Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, which they've cast. They've cast it.
Yeah. Now, have we ever found out, are they going to actually have the dinosaur?
No, I haven't seen anything yet.
Because then her power, what is it, Gertrude?
Mm-hmm.
Gert,
yeah.
The character of Gert has
her power is the telepathically with the dinosaur. Like, yep. She's basically useless without it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's still a person, so she's not completely useless.
She's still an amazing character, but right. I really hope they have a dinosaur in some way.
They've also, Cloak and Dagger is getting a series on Freeform.
Really? Mm-hmm. On Freeform?
Formerly ABC Family.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention.
So that
stuff.
Might be interesting. They've also already cast that, the main two characters.
See, I've always liked Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting.
But again, they're not your stereotypical superheroes.
No.
And I like a lot of the ones that are like, oh yeah, we're not just righteous people that are out there doing the right thing nonstop. And
not everyone can be Superman.
Right. They have
not everybody should be Superman.
Nope.
Superman shouldn't even be Superman. Superman is dumb. Yep. And that's my opinion, and I'm going to tell you that repeatedly.
We're gonna talk about that every episode. Your love / disdain for DC.
Yep. I mean, there are characters in DC that I like.
You would probably enjoy a DC character named Wild Dog.
I don't know who that is.
He shoots and murders a bunch of people in his comics.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's basically DC's Punisher. But a little different in that he wears like a hockey mask and camo pants everywhere.
That sounds doable.
High school hockey jersey or something like
Ooh,
that.
You need to show me a picture. Maybe I'll wear that to Planet Comic Con.
Okay, I'll see. I'll look it up after. We'll do that after.
Yeah.
Wild Dog.
Let's get back to Iron Fist. I think you were going to talk a little bit more about
Danny Rand, aka deal. Iron Fist, was a young man. Similar to the story of Oliver Queen, he was a rich person who got involved in a terrible accident. I think he actually got involved in a plane crash, not a boat wreck, in which the plane crashed. In the comics, his father survives, his mother may have survived too. It's been a while since I've read it. So I'm curious what they're going to do with the Netflix show. Survived the crash, but were then eaten by wolves in front of him.
Well, that's not dark.
Yeah. Danny Rand eventually made it to Kunlun, or Kunlun, however you pronounce it. Kunlung. I don't know how you pronounce it. I've only ever read it, but we'll find out here in a couple weeks, hopefully, where he was trained in Kung Fu, became a Kung Fu master. Eventually, he gained the power of the Iron Fist, which is that glowy fist thing. He got that from, putting his hand into a dragon or something. I'm not 100% sure what this current storyline is for that, at which point he eventually came back to New York because, all the Marvel superheroes are based out of New York, basically. Began fighting crime, tried to take back over Rand Industries, which is another billionaire industry. Eventually did end up teaming up with Luke Cage, forming Heroes for Hire. Funny story, if you've seen Luke Cage, Misty Knight is a character in there. Mm-hmm. She's the detective.
Yeah.
Danny Rand and Misty Knight have a pretty serious relationship for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been off on and off again for years.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
So that's just a quick recap of Danny Rand. Mm-hmm. Stuff that we're looking forward to. I would like to see his parents get eaten by wolves.
why not?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I'd like to see that too.
That's something you don't get in Batman.
No, you don't get that.
Nope. It's not shot dead in an alley.
It's not eaten by wolves.
Yeah.
People get shot all the time. They don't always get eaten by wolves.
Right. I'm hoping Misty Knight shows up in Danny Rand or in Iron Fist, the Netflix show. We've already seen that the bad guys appear like they're going to be the Hand again.
Which is always good. Show. Mm-hmm. I like ninjas.
Ninjas, yeah.
Ninjas are cool. Which, gotta love assassins.
From the preview of the Defender show, they show kind of like the one preview they've had is just like all the names and the stuff, making the letters to spell out the Defenders, and then like a big Hand grabs it, which makes me think the Hand is also going to be the bad guy in the Defenders show. I'm like, how much can you stretch the Hand out here, guys? But
well, I mean, they've used them in Daredevil as well.
Yeah,
and we've seen Hydra quite a bit. True. So at least we're doing something different than that. But
none of you guys are caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I haven't watched it since season 2.
It's gotten the last episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was so good.
I have heard that. I rarely hear anything like, oh, it's so good. I don't hear that about the show.
It was so good.
Anyway. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I even like the first season when everyone's like, oh, it's not that great. I'm like, I like it.
The first season's better rewatching it than it is the first time through, though, because then you know a lot of stuff that you should have caught the first time through, but if you didn't, it doesn't make as much sense.
Yeah, okay.
But the last episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. was so good, and it's made me actually excited for the next episode because it left off with some things that happened, which I can't go into.
Because we don't want spoilers.
It's like, this is what's going to happen in the next episode. It's like, oh. You can't hear me. I'm making a noise. But it looks like it's going in a great direction right now. And I'm very happy with it. One thing I would like to see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is a little more crossover. I know the Defenders are all crossing over. That's fine. But I'd like to see some of these next Netflix heroes on S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, why hasn't S.H.I.E.L.D. not looked into this Daredevil guy in Hell's Kitchen who supposedly is a superhero? They have to register superheroes because of the Sokovia Accords.
Okay, I know in one of the shows, I want to say, did they... They talked about the different incidents in Daredevil about the movies, right? Yeah. I mean, they've touched base on it. So I was trying to think in the timeline, like, where this stuff all falls into place.
It's at least like after first Invasion.
It's after Avengers. Because I think Luke Cage talked about
Sokovia.
Well, see, and that's what I was thinking. I was thinking one of them talked about
Ultron.
Yeah, Sokovia falling from the sky.
I think Luke Cage talked about it.
Okay, because I was just... You know, trying to remember frame of reference, you know, everything's out of sight, out of mind for me. Yeah. I don't retain a lot.
I mean, I could see S.H.I.E.L.D. somehow, even though S.H.I.E.L.D. is a big spy organization whose whole job right now is basically to register superhumans, since Hydra is no longer existent.
Okay. Not to cut you off, right. But is S.H.I.E.L.D. a big organization? Because they were very much kind of black ops.
Yeah, they just went public with the Inhumans. I could see them maybe not hearing about Daredevil somehow, even though he's been in the newspaper.
Assuming that they're tackling bigger things than street level.
Yeah, because I mean he's just taking out street level gangsters.
He might not be super. He might just be a vigilante for all they know. He doesn't appear to have superhuman powers externally. They don't know he's a blind guy who can see with magic or whatever. But
radar set.
Luke Cage has been on the internet being shot repeatedly.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones is also known to have superpowers.
Lift cars.
Why aren't they investigating these people? Their whole thing is registering super.
Danny Rand as Iron Fist comes out and like, oh, look, his glowing
punches
hand.
Through a wall.
Yeah.
Their whole thing is registering the Inhumans right now, because the Inhumans is a big part of S.H.I.E.L.D. The S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. I mean. So why haven't they gone after any of these other big heroes that we know exist? Also, I would like to see them in the movies, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Where the shows are on Netflix, are they contractually bound to stay only on Netflix?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I mean, I know it's all Marvel, technically.
Right.
Yeah. And what, Disney owns everything now?
Disney owns everything now.
They own you.
Just have Coulson.
They own you at home right now.
Go. Like, I don't need everybody. I don't need it to be a crossover where Daredevil fights the entire Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. staff or whatever. Just have, like, Coulson walk in and be like, hey, I'm looking for this person one time. And that's it. That's all I need. And I'm happy.
Walk in and be like, I'm looking for Matthew Murdock. Yeah. I know he has a way to get a hold of the Daredevil.
Yeah, that's all I need, and I'm happy. I don't need anything else. I don't need a big crossover event. I just need them to acknowledge that they exist in the same universe with an actual character.
Now, would they possibly wait till they form a team and they're the Defenders, and then at that point they're like, oh, you're actually a team running around doing stuff, now you need to be registered? Or, maybe. I don't know.
They made Quake register. She was just one person, though. Daisy Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Daisy, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I think the last Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. thing I saw, she was like on the run from them.
Yeah. What would be fun would be a S.H.I.E.L.D. Defenders crossover where S.H.I.E.L.D. goes to register to the Defenders, and the Defenders are, you know, they're street people, and they're like, you know, no, you can't register us, and then they fight.
That would be entertaining.
So, okay, something else that's bothering me about Marvel, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Where the hell's Deathlok this entire season?
I don't know. I haven't seen this entire season.
He has not shown up. They've gone into things that are like world-ending things this season. No Deathlok. Deathlok is a good guy who works for S.H.I.E.L.D. in this show.
Right.
No Deathlok.
I don't know.
I think that'd be the first thing I pull out is Deathlok.
Well, you don't just pull out your ace of sleep, man.
I think I would.
Well, be like, but you're not making the show.
The Ghost Rider is about to rip a hole in Dimensions or whatever. Oh, let's send in Fitz and Simmons? No, let's send in Deathlok.
So were they trying to kill Ghost Rider? Well, at one point,
yes, they were trying to, because they couldn't. Because you can't.
Well.
Also, I've forgotten where Ghost Rider went. He's not on the show anymore either.
I don't know. I haven't seen that part.
I legitimately don't remember what happened to him.
So something very unimportant happened because you don't remember.
The Ghost Rider storyline was interesting enough, but it wasn't like great. This second half of this season has been amazing, though, but it has nothing to do with Ghost Rider.
So was it like Ghost Rider amazing as in, oh, this is so amazing, it's like Ghost Rider 2?
No, that was bad.
I know.
That would physically hurt me. My spleen just came out of my body because you said that. it was like, oh, cool, Ghost Rider's on TV.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was the full extent of why Ghost Rider was interesting, that first part of that.
Now, did they have any of Ghost Rider's bad guys in the show? Or was it just him?
It was...
Because, you know, if they had Vengeance in there, that'd be awesome.
Right.
Well, it focused on the new Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
it really doesn't have much of a rogue story.
I don't know anything
point.
About the new Ghost Rider.
He drives a car instead of a motorcycle.
What?
He's a younger man.
This is lame.
Reyes?
Lame.
No, that's
he
not
needs right. a motorcycle.
I don't remember his name.
Motorcycle.
He doesn't have a motorcycle.
He needs a motorcycle.
He drives like a Mustang or something.
Does he use a chain at least?
Yes.
Okay.
Often. At least in the S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know about the comics. Never been a big Ghost Rider fan, honestly.
I don't know. Flaming skull head, chains, bicycle.
Basically unkillable.
Yeah. I mean, what's not to like? He's...
Yeah.
Robbie Reyes is the current Ghost Rider. And I will say his car is pretty awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't read Ghost Rider for a long time.
Do the wheels like ignite and everything?
Yeah.
And can you still drive up like buildings and stuff?
Well, he didn't in the show, but I assume so. I think he can in the comic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that'd probably be a really big budget thing to try to have cars driving up buildings like that. So they probably avoided that for cost effectiveness, but still lame.
Right. Well, he very rarely. Fully Ghost Ridered out because of budget and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I understand they're trying to make it and they're trying to continue the show, but that's lame.
Oh, well. Why are we talking about this?
We were talking about Marvel stuff because of Iron Fist, because of Kung Fu!
Oh, yeah.
It all comes back to Kung Fu.
Yep, every now and again until it deviates again, but that's fine.
And whenever you talk about Kung Fu, you gotta sing the song. Because everyone was kung fu fighting. I'm not going to sing too much. I don't want you guys to
hear
that.
That could be copywritten. So
Yep.
Probably shouldn't sing it at all.
We shouldn't at all. Probably not. Don't sue us. We don't have any money.
I think you can get away with just like that little bit you said there. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I'm
pretty sure
either.
It's fine.
I don't have any degrees.
We should call Matt Murdock.
Yeah, we should.
Because he's a real person.
He's a real person.
He is. And he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Although I kind of like... his partner better?
Smokey?
Foggy.
That's it.
Smokey.
I don't know. Smokey the Bear.
Fog. Whatever. It's the same thing, right?
Smokey the Bear. That'd be an interesting crossover.
Smoke and fog are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just.
I know.
Speaking. Okay.
I understand how things work sometimes.
Smokey the Bear.
You're Smokey the Bear.
Yes. So fun thing that Daredevil did recently.
Mm-hmm.
And by recently, again, I mean 6 months ago, because, again, I read all my comics on the Marvel Unlimited app. So it's about 6 months behind.
Yeah.
Is Matt Murdock was basically hired on to prosecute Clint Barton.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
In the,
one of the Hawkeyes.
Right, in the murder trial of Bruce Banner.
So, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you don't read comics presently,
yeah,
Bruce Banner, aka the Hulk,
or if you don't read them from 6 months ago,
right, was murdered.
Yeah,
it's actually been, I think it's been well over, yeah, 6 months ago now. But
he was murdered, yeah, way before, yeah, that even. I just, yeah, got to the trial part.
Yeah. Awesome.
So for any of our listeners that only watch the movies, don't really keep up with the comics.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo is dead.
Yeah. Hawkeye killed him. What's the guy's name who plays Hawkeye?
Jeremy Renner. Yep. Jeremy Renner murdered Mark Ruffalo.
Yep.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
Over CNN's reporting it now.
Stephen Honing.
Well, you already said they're dead. Why are you turning to me?
Thanks a lot. Anyway.
moving on.
Okay. That was interesting because the state or whoever had stacked a big thing against Hawkeye. They wanted him to lose. They wanted him to get the chair,
mm-hmm,
or the needle or whatever, because they wanted to use that as a reason to bring about the Superhuman Registration Act 2 is basically what they called it. They wanted to put that back into place, try it again.
Yep, because that worked well the first time.
And then Daredevil found out about it, and he kind of threw the trial a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was supposed to be prosecuting.
Mm. Okay.
But he let evidence into court that he wasn't originally going to let in, and he threatened the judge when asked Daredevil, like, don't throw this case. Don't make Barton go to jail just because you have people leaning against you to make Barton go to jail. You give him a fair trial. So then Barton was exonerated of murder, even though he confessed to murdering the Hulk.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
spoilers.
So is that why there's a female Hawkeye?
No,
she's been Hawkeye.
She's been
for
a thing for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, yeah. I don't follow most of the mainstream comics, but you know, you see things randomly, and it's like, oh, there's a female Hawkeye.
No,
interesting.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. Yeah. They've actually been called Team Hawkeye because they both have the names and they both share.
She was on the Young Avengers.
So
does she like have the same powers as Hawkeye?
Well, Hawkeye has no powers.
Well, I know.
So basically,
fire.
Yes.
She actually is very
just
much
master marksman.
Yeah, she's like the younger female analog for Clint Barton in that she was just the normal. She was like the one normal person on the Young Avengers team, just like Hawkeye was the one normal guy on the main Avengers team. The only difference is now because, you know, Barton was, you know, no longer technically an Avenger.
Right.
She's actually kind of the main Hawkeye. She's the lead character in the Hawkeye comic that's being put out now. Just hit issue 3 or 4, I think.
Right.
And that's been really solid book.
That's good.
Okay. So we've deviated a little from Kung Fu.
And also
Hawkeye knows Kung Fu.
The what?
Does Hawkeye know any kung fu, you think?
I'm sure he has hand-to-hand combative skills, but whether it's kung fu or some other martial arts, I don't know. Because I don't read a lot
He has Olympic-level fighting skills, so we can assume that there's some martial arts in there.
Yeah.
Was there any other, like, specific kung fu things we want to talk about? Because we talked a little bit about movies and TV and comics.
And we touched briefly on video games. I mean, there's obviously tons of fighting video games out there. I mean, they keep making
Mortal Kombat,
Street Fighter games, and there's always characters on those that Capcom versus Marvel, but that, you know, are based on kung fu styles.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know all the different styles that they're doing. Not kung fu, but I mean, I know Scorpion did Hapkido, but
That's more like that. Than I knew.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, that's actually a style that I've actually done a little bit of studying out of.
Yes. He does a thing where he shoots a chain out of his hand and pulls people back.
If I had that power, I would be a supervillain. Because I'm not going to lie.
I'd probably get shot pretty quick.
Yeah, I'd probably
be. Which is a chain power.
Yeah.
That's not a good power to have. Guns exist.
Yeah, and you need to have like really good precision. Otherwise, you just like fling your hand out, and you probably end up just breaking your own stuff more than often.
Fling it out, trying to get somebody. It's like, oh no, Billy, and you get Billy instead.
Who's Billy?
Some kid just in there named Billy.
Some kid you just murdered.
Whenever something flies off in the distance in a TV show, you hear screech, car wreck noise, Billy. That's what you hear.
Okay,
I've never heard that in anything really? Ever, but.
Yeah, I don't have a firm reference for that either. But my only thing is, I might not be a supervillain, but I'm definitely pretty sure I'm not going to be a hero. I might be an anti-hero.
You might be a carnival act. Watch the amazing snake hands shoot red cups.
Okay, so you're not going to promote me. Nope. That was horrible. Yeah. But anywho, fighting games, there's lots of them. They've been over the years, and there's been numerous ones that have had Kung Fu somewhere in the name. And a lot of them have not been great.
Yeah.
There's been decent ones out there, but...
Shaq Fu.
Yeah, Shaq Fu.
Let's talk more about Shaq Fu.
We should have a whole episode just about Shaq.
That could... Well,
about Shaq?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot of stuff there.
There's Kazam.
Okay.
Kazam, yep.
Yeah. There's Steel.
Mm-hmm.
There's Shaq Fu. That's all I got.
He had a great cameo in Grown Ups 2.
Oh, yeah. He was the cop?
He was a cop. He shaved his head.
I don't watch Grown Ups 2. Yeah. That stuff looks dumb.
I think at one point he punched a dude that flew into the air,
right.
Like about 60 feet.
That seems right.
Yeah. Grown Ups 2.
Okay, next time we'll have Shaq on the podcast. Honey, get Shaq on the phone.
Okay, yeah, I'll just get right on that.
Yep.
Because, you know.
Mr. Shaq, if you're listening.
If you're listening, we're doing way better than we should be.
What if he's our only listener? It's just Shaq.
Well, he's way too busy promoting various pharmaceutical products, right. So I don't think
he's got a lot of businesses. That,
yeah, he does.
Like, he does that thing where he shakes his shoulders and makes a face at the camera on those commercials.
Yep.
No idea what he's selling. Just think it's funny.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a commercial.
I don't watch TV.
I don't either.
Well, you're I'm pretty sure this just became the Shaq episode you wanted to do. So.
Woo!
Yeah, we've totally switched gears. We are not caring about Kung Fu anymore. We are just talking about
Shaq. It still fits Shaq Fu.
I want to know about Shaq Fu. I never played it.
You never played it?
No.
Okay, I haven't played it in, 15, 20 years, somewhere in there, you know?
You're old.
Yeah, and you're right behind me, and Cameron's a little older than me.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I hate you both.
But anywho, yeah, no, I just remember, like, running around in, like, an urban area fighting. I honestly don't remember much about it because it was not a very impacting game. It's not like, oh my gosh, I still remember playing this as a child. I don't really remember
much about
it.
Shaq was a basketball player?
Yes.
Sports ball?
Yes, he did the sports ball.
Was that involved in the video game at all? Was there basketball?
I want to say some, but what was the? There was like a Charles Barkley video game too.
Really?
But that.
Are you thinking Space Jam?
No.
Was there a Space Jam video game?
I feel like there had to have been. The box art for Shaq Fu is amazing.
Yeah, it's Shaq. Kind of trying to do some weird hand movement. I don't know. You should look up some pictures of it.
This episode has become a lot more sports oriented than I thought it would.
Yep.
Well, you know, there are nerds that like sports. There are go play with your dolls.
We're gonna be posting some screenshots that should be viewable on the website at this point. So
all based on Shaq Fu.
If you want to know what we're talking about,
and even if you don't want to. Look at it.
Yeah, we are all kids from primarily from the 90s, so this was on Super Nintendo. back in 94.
Yeah, see, I think I played it. Wasn't it also on the Sega? Because I just sworn I played it on the Sega.
Yeah, it was ported to the Game Gear in
95. Yeah, it was on Sega Genesis. Because that's what I never had a Super Nintendo.
I had a Super Nintendo.
I went from a Nintendo to a Sega.
I still have my Super Nintendo, and I still will occasionally play
I still have my Nintendo, and my Sega Genesis, and my PlayStation. My PlayStation 2 was stolen, so I don't have that anymore.
I have a PlayStation 2 upstairs.
Yep, up there, where Cody pointed, where you can't see.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Shaq Fu was a game that... It was fighting, but I don't remember a lot about it. And like I said, some of the stuff I could be remembering might have been from the Charles Barkley game. I can't remember what that was called. It's annoying.
Okay, I think we've given too much time to Shaq Fu on the podcast.
No, there is not too much time to Shaq Fu. You wanted to do a whole episode on freaking Shaq.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, and we've already established, okay, well, we could talk about Steel. Shaq Fu, Steel, and Kazam?
Yeah.
Is that what we said it was called earlier? Isn't that
Kazam.
The one we...
Kazam?
Yeah. He was like a genie
He's
something?
He's a genie.
Which...
A rapping genie.
Which I don't remember.
That makes He's a rapping
like, genie. I know I saw it. And I don't know if I like was trying to mentally block it out, but I don't remember what happened.
I loved it.
So, okay, so just for the record... Before we get completely off the topic of Shaq Fu, which I can't believe is a thing I just said, there is a, not only is it considered one of the worst video games of all time, there is a sequel, according to Wikipedia, there is a sequel currently in development called Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn.
Why?
There is literally nothing else in about that other than as of, I guess it was going to be funded. Through, I don't think it was through Kickstarter, but...
Was it like GoFundMe or one of the other ones like that?
Something like that. But they were, it was going to be developed as recently as of 2014. So that might, that apparently that game is going to be made at some point.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley, shut up and...
Gnarls Barkley is different than Charles Barkley.
Shut up, I know.
That's close.
Whatever, so, Charles Barkley. Thing. Okay. I don't know sports.
So we're
don't judge.
So we're done with Shaq Fu, but we should move on to Charles Barkley. Barkley, shut up and jam, because we've talked enough about sort of it.
So what fun information do we have on this game?
It is a game from also from 93 and 94. It was on Super Nintendo and Sega Genesis, in which. NBA MVP Charles Barkley slams and jams in the downtown basketball courts of various cities that the NBA plays in.
Oh, so it was similar to the NBA Jam, which I actually did play on my Game Gear when I was little. I don't know why, because I've never liked basketball. But there's always been different sports-related video games that I've found entertaining. Like, my favorite ones... were the Mutant League ones. Mutant League Hockey and Mutant League Football. Which was cool because like you could kill the ref and then cheat. It was great. You could throw bombs and do other weird things. You were playing as mutants and you were killing each other.
I've never heard of this game.
They were phenomenal.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, okay. Is there anything else on this Barkley Shut Up and Jam?
There is. And actually, this is something that I think we've talked about outside of the podcast, there's a sequel that is not only a sequel to Shut Up and Jam, but it's a sequel to Space Jam.
Oh,
what?
Called Barkley Shut Up and Jam, Gaiden, and it's a RPG game. Starting off in the year 2041, in post cyber apocalyptic Neo New York. Charles Barkley performs a powerful dunk called a chaos dunk, inadvertently killing most of the people in attendance, and as a result, outlaws basketball, and many, many professional basketball players are subsequently hunted down and killed.
That's amazing.
I want to play this game.
Oh, this is great. This is the thing.
Yep, this... Yeah, it has a full plot. This
who
is an
do you
actual
play
game.
As?
I think
I'm guessing Charles Barkley.
I mean,
Barkley shut up and jam. I mean,
well, he might be the bad guy.
Well, I mean,
he
murdered a bunch of guys right off the bat.
He didn't mean to, right?
No, it was totally an accident. He only accidentally killed thousands of people.
He only accidentally nuke bombed somebody.
how many people would be at attendance at a basketball game? Thousands, maybe?
No idea.
You are asking the wrong crowd.
You're the sports expert here.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, when I'm the sports expert, you know you're listening to a very nerdy podcast.
Yeah.
So apparently at some point during the game, Barkley is blamed for another chaos dunk and is then hunted down by the B-ball removal department.
Oh, dibs. I would be in that.
Led by Michael Jordan.
Okay, this is our new
That's
movie.
That's hilarious.
This is our new movie. Screw Titanic versus train robots.
Whoa, what is that? There's something here called... the organization of Blood Moses? What? Okay, I gotta figure out what the hell this is.
We need to get back on topic.
I don't think we have a topic anymore.
The podcast is already at 56 minutes. And we haven't talked about Cameron's trip yet.
I'm assuming that people are done listening at this point.
Important stuff.
This is very important stuff. I didn't have anything truly interesting to say about other than I went to New York for 2 days and spent a good fraction of that time at Midtown Comics just looking at stuff.
See, I've always wanted to go.
It's pretty great.
Midtown Comics.
It was about a block and a half from our hotel, so I was able to just get up, grab some coffee, and then walk down and spent way too much time. Not way too much money, though I could have, but definitely a lot of time was spent at Midtown Comics, which is pretty amazing. And they have various locations in New York City, and I definitely recommend. If you happen to go there and you like comics, you should definitely check it out.
All right. So since we don't have a lot of time left, is there anything else we were going to touch base on?
Well, I think we definitely focused a lot on Kung Fu.
And yeah, more than I thought we would.
And we were definitely able to educate some people.
Yeah, I don't know if we're educational, but we're here at least doing this.
So for our next episode, we are going to try to have a topic that we can focus on.
It's probably not going to happen.
We will definitely have another poll on the Twitter. Again, we are at Nerd Dump Podcast. So definitely check us out, give us a follow, and we promise to post nerdy things related to some of the stuff that we talk about. Obviously, we don't typically focus on a specific topic.
Not for a whole episode.
But we like to talk about a lot of random things, and hopefully that does appeal to you guys.
Right.
So definitely check us out on the Twitter. We're going to post our poll on what our next topic should be. As of right now, it's just kind of currently in development.
Yeah.
And
did we have one thing at least that we're going to be putting on the new poll?
Mutants was one of the topics it was one that was kind of leading the polls for a little while. And with the release of Logan and the current hit Legion on FX, we'll definitely be talking about mutants. And that could just be not necessarily Marvel mutants, right, but different mutants in general.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I want to talk about Legion. Like, I mean, not now, because we don't have enough time for that, but it is great. Yeah. I mean, an insane person.
Yeah.
Like, that's my kind of show.
Have you seen
Legion? Anytime crazy people are involved,
I've got two episodes on my DVR waiting to watch. I am behind on everything else.
It's good. Watch Legion. I mean, probably, some people say it's a little slow to start off with, but watch the whole first episode and then keep watching from there.
It is great. Probably currently my favorite comic book related TV show, and I watch them all.
Yep.
So
and I watch none of them.
Yeah.
I watch a good amount of them, but it is good. It's worth a watch.
It's only been two episodes.
It's only been two so far. But that's probably about all the time we've got for today, guys. You know how to get a hold of us. As always, we'll be watching you. Think on that. Long and hard on that.
if you guys want to find us on the Twitter, not only at Nerd Dump Podcast, I am at Cameron Kiefer.
I'm at Viking Honey.
I am the Cody Wack.
And that's how you can find us. And feel free to check us out, give us a follow, and let us know what you think of our organizational prowess on the show. And Anyway.
And if you just straight up hate us, you know, you can always let us know that you don't like us. But just talk to us, because we like to hear things.
Still waiting on those comic books, guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I haven't heard any creative ways on how to kill us. So, chop chop.
To be fair, as of this recording, we haven't posted the first podcast.
Actually,
no one knows about that.
We did.
No, I haven't published that.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not out there yet.
I thought we already put it up.
No.
No.
I mean, I'm sure people haven't seen the site
yet. It's on our site, but it isn't published so people can see it yet.
Oh.
We're very well organized at this point.
I'm not organized.
All right, we're over time. We're over time, guys.
Okay.
All right. So that's the show. Thanks for listening. Please give us a shot for episode 3. And we'll catch you guys later.
This has been a Nerd Dump production.
Nerd Dump!